And here's the news. The date for the American Samoa Community College's graduation is firmly set for May 21st. A group of students have requested that it be moved back because their relatives are arriving on the next repatriation flight and will still be in quarantine when the graduation takes place. In response to KHJ News questions, College President Dr. Rose Von Pato said, ASCC has not changed its date of graduation. The date remains as May 21st. Although there was a group of students requesting to move the date, it remains as scheduled. She explained, there are many factors that require the date to remain as is. Degrees are conferred and dated on this date. ASCC's summer schedule of courses for the 10-week session begins on May 25th. ASCC's registration and summer courses begin in the first week of June. All this will be impacted by a change of the scheduled graduation date. Therefore, it remains the same as May 21st. The college president also responded to our questions about the proposed increase in tuition and lab fees at ASCC. She said ASCC has not changed its tuition or fees since 2012. Due to the many changes in the offering of courses with restrictions of social gathering and health concerns, ASCC has had to adjust to various modes of course offerings, which includes distance learning and the infrastructure to sustain these necessary changes that comply with public health restrictions. These changes can only be sustained with additional increases in tuitions and fees, Dr. Pato said. The public hearing for the tuition increase will take place on May 5th in the ASCC Lecture Hall at 5 p.m. KHJ News asked for a copy of the proposed rates. Dr. Pato said details will be provided at the public hearing. Governor Leimanu Paletimaunga gives an upbeat snapshot of the territory's economy in his report on the first 100 days of the Leimanu Talawanga administration. He says while some sectors of the economy, tourism, travel, shipping, and transportation have taken a hit, the local economy is projected to expand due to the influx of COVID-19 funding from the federal government.
Multiple COVID-19 relief packages have been mobilized to provide testing, direct economic stimulus payment to residents, mass vaccination campaign across to Tuile and Manua, extension of unemployment assistance, and loans to small businesses. With another infrastructure bill on the horizon, our administration's fiscal policies will likely impact households for generations to come and assist in living conditions to be better standard in American Samoa. Additionally, we understand the vital role of small businesses to our economy. In the first 100 days, our administration has led the charge by keeping money in residents' pocket, planning and studying a pay raise to meet the current federal minimum wage rate of 7.25 cents, and adjustments to degree holder salary threshold, repealing the 2% wage tax after 13 years, increased lending and capital programs, and approved business licensing processes supporting a 20% increase, 700 in business license application, relaxing local business hours restrictions with its first emergency declaration, supporting the exception of star kids from business hours, resuming normal business hours with its most recent emergency declaration to get our businesses back to pre-COVID levels.
Governor Leimanu's full report on the administration's first 100 days is posted on the American Samoa government website, americansamoa.gov. The reassigned personnel manager of the Department of Human Resources, Mrs. Irene Early Anipale, has filed a complaint against Director Lynn Pulo Alaimalo with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging age discrimination. Anipale writes about the complaint in her letter to Governor Leimanu Paletimaunga, asking for his assistance in getting her old job as head of personnel at DHR back and stopping her reassignment to the Department of Homeland Security. She writes, furthermore, I have filed a complaint with the federal EEOC for age discrimination for the remarks she made to me in writing. Anipale was referring to correspondence from the DHR director in which she said, quote, one of the tasks that I endeavor to do is empower younger men and women of the staff to progress and gain more knowledge of the services we provide. To say that people are selected for the project have no knowledge or understanding is an old school attitude that I want to eliminate from this office. Anipale told the governor she was saddened by the fact that he has chosen a person who makes light of the confidential files of the 4,000-plus American Samoa government employees, has defied a judge's order, and deliberately disobeyed Leimanu's General Memorandum No. 69-21 of March 23rd, which prohibits employee transfers. She said after this memorandum was circulated, the director continued to transfer, terminate, and hire new DHR employees. Administrative Law Judge Marie Alay Lima has granted Anipale's appeal over her termination from DHR. The judge ordered that she be reinstated with full back pay and compensation. However, the week after the judge's order was issued, the director reassigned Anipale to the Department of Homeland Security. Anipale has taken the matter back to the ALJ and is seeking a contempt of court citation. And finally, in news from Samoa, 28 petitions challenging the results of the 2021 general elections have been filed with the Supreme Court. Chief Executive Officer of the Ministry of Justice and Courts Administration, Mulie Simi Va'ai, confirmed the petitions were filed between April 27th and 29th, before the deadline at close of business yesterday. This means 28 candidates in the recent general election have raised questions before the court with regards to the election or the election result against a winning candidate, the electoral commissioner, or both, she said. Seven law firms representing the petitioners now have the responsibility of serving copies to the defendants. Va'ai said that Chief Justice Satiu Simativa Perese issued a practice note earlier this week to the Samoa Law Society giving timeline directions for the filing of counterpetitions and responses. They are to do so within 5 working days after receipt of service of the petition. The court has scheduled all 28 matters for the first hearings next Tuesday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Meanwhile, two candidates who opposed each other during Samoa's 2021 general elections will now battle it out in the courts to decide the outcome from the Sanganga Lua electoral constituency. Samoa Observer reports former associate minister during the 26th parliament, Mawalai Val Patelesio Ahem, is alleging bribery and treating by election night winner and incumbent associate minister Seuli Wellingtone Seuli. Both men, from the village of Malie, may end up losing out altogether. Seuli is expected to file a countersuit, and if both their allegations are proven, new elections will be held and they will both be disqualified from running again. For details on these stories and many others, plus a look at our KHJ podcasts in English and Samoan, go to talanay.com. Have a great day. I'm Joey Cummings.